with Claire, your main character, there was something about her always having a dream, but that dream never quite being fulfilled.
Well, she did fulfil her dream of her ballet career when she was very young. So she fulfilled something. Then she had this accident, you know, everything was destroyed, basically. She had to start a new life. And I think that is something that we all have to do, you know. Some things, they, you know, get fulfilled and others don't. And there's always, at some point, a situation where you have to start anew. And I think that's very interesting. And I had to do that a lot myself, you know. And now with my new book, it's like I'm going back to square one.
But for a lot of people, it's quite frightening.
It is frightening. It is very frightening. It's, you know, we can panic. I mean, but I think for myself as a person, that was a major thing, you know, to realise that fear is not a good reason not to do things. It's actually probably a reason to do it.
And do you think you expressed that overcoming of fear through Nora, the young girl who has this fear of water, fear of swimming, but she overcomes her fear?
And how to get out of the situation and not to bring yourself down. It's a lot to do with developing as a person. On this particular day, Claire was too absent-minded to notice Nora gliding into the water with no hesitation. Only when she saw her swimming in front of her did she realise that Nora had finally conquered her worst fear. It had happened almost behind her back, by accident, just when she hadn't been expecting it. Claire clapped her hands, told her that what a brave girl she was. Nora did it again, swam the whole length of the pool, back and forth. She wanted to please Claire, show her that she was a good girl. Claire looked at Nora with a sense of achievement. She was kicking her legs confidently, swimming in even strokes, without any muddle or panic. Suddenly, it looked so easy. But she had only reached this level because Claire hadn't insisted and because they had actually left the pool and done other things. Now the pool was not a vast ocean where she could drown. She knew she could just swim to the ladder and get out. Claire liked to believe she had given her something for life, the realization that fear didn't necessarily mean the end of something. It could just as well be the starting point.